state of mind. The original topic of this blog site was, what is the meaning of this stage of life, and how do I properly wrap up this remarkable gift of existence? Thinking and writing about these questions has led me on a meandering trail to a surprisingly sunny clearing. I am a happy camper, and was reminded of that this weekend when I went biking to get some groceries. Blue sky, sun shining, mild temperature and wind, and me smiling the whole way, thinking about how much I appreciate this treasured gift of life we have each received, and how increasing years bring me more understanding, peace, and joy. Our situation is our stage. Sometimes when I have an unusually strong feeling like this, I ask, has something changed in my situation that brought this on? Four things came up. I was anxious about an upcoming surgery, which is now successfully behind me. I resumed swimming. After a month away from my second graders, I'm happily back volunteering at school. Fourth, after a two-year COVID-induced break, my ceramics class has resumed. I'm thrilled about that because, like swimming, ceramics is a complete distraction and meditation. Just like working with children, it's a real joy. No wonder I'm smiling all day, every day. Life is very good. I mentioned in a couple of recent blog posts that although I'm keenly aware of what's going on in the world, I'm increasingly removed emotionally from the madness that previously grabbed my attention. The brawling in Washington, the shooting ourselves in the foot with continued environmental dumping, and the growing inequality and inequity from those who, like me, take more and more from those who have not. Small contributions matter. I understand how little each of us can do about these national and global issues. They have a deep history and are the newly exposed downsides of the great benefits most of us received from the Industrial Revolution. But just as we vote, though our individual vote counts for little, we can also do our small part to help slow industrialization's lemming-like race to the cliff's edge. There are so many opportunities. My calendar is slowly adding a few more carefully selected feel-good actions. That adds to the smile. Memories. Something else I've noticed. I'm spending more time thinking of the past, sometimes small events from my childhood or other times. I enjoy this cud-chewing. It's like that stereotype of the older couple sitting in rocking chairs on their front porch, saying nothing, just enjoying whatever happens, inside or outside. It's a 5-star hotel with no reservation needed. Just show up. I suspect I'm far from alone in this pleasure. You? Liking myself. My monthly salon group of four agreed that we will each write a list of 30 things we like about ourselves and share it with the others. That's hard. Our critical and evaluative culture makes it easier for me to be self-critical than self-liking or praising. I'm looking forward to seeing what I write on my like list and whether I'm uncomfortable sharing some of the items with the others. An intriguing exercise, no? That's it for now. Another step on this desultory sojourn. I hope you're staying joyful. Please pass along your thoughts and comments. Thank you for reading, Barry.